Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A new corn pest has been confirmed in southeast Nebraska. Extension plant diagnostician Kyle Broderick says corn leafhoppers have been reported in southern states and is a known vector for corn stunt disease. Kyle says they've been dealing with the economic damage the pest has caused in Kansas and Oklahoma, but says cooler weather here will curtail any problem the insect will cause. He says the insect has been spotted, but the vector disease has not.
The corn leafhopper, we found it for the first time in Nebraska last year. This year we found it. It's in a handful of counties right now where we've confirmed it. Not in very high numbers, but it is, it's a standard leafhopper. It's a really, really tiny insect. It's kind of hard to catch them. They jump around. They move really fast. But the reason we care about them, at least the corn leafhopper, is that it's the vector of corn stunt disease. And so corn stunt disease, it's caused by, there are actually four different pathogens that are in this corn stunt complex. But the one that we confirmed in Nebraska last year was the corn stunt spiroplasma. And again, the corn leafhopper, it vectors the spiroplasma as well as the other pathogens that cause corn stunt. Now, why do we even care about corn stunt? Well, it's a very showy disease. It can kind of turn the corn red. It makes it a lot shorter. But the one message that I really want to impart is that at least in Nebraska, it's not something that should be a problem or really cause any large economic concern. All of the research indicates that these corn plants have to be infected very early in the growing season. And since we didn't even confirm the leafhopper in Nebraska until just recently, there's not going to be near enough time for that. Even if the leafhopper did transmit the disease, there's not near enough time for that disease to cause problems for the plant. So corn stunt, it may be something that we just start to see fairly often at the end of the growing season, but for the most part, it's not something that we should have to worry about causing economic harm. As far as management, it's really hard to manage leafhoppers in general. They're literally blown around in the wind. You can do one thing, your neighbor, if they're not doing something, it's going to be really hard to control. But also, since there's not an economic impact in Nebraska, we don't need to be worrying about spraying for these leafhoppers at all. So really no management, nothing. Ideally something that you're not even going to worry about. You may see it in your fields, but again, won't cause any real problems. The only other thing that I will say is if you are seeing anything in your field where you're not sure what's going on, the Plant and Pest Diagnostic Clinic is here to help. Our email address, plantclinic@unl.edu. Shoot me an email with some pictures and we can try to figure out those issues.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.